This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Coloradans who are at risk of eviction can once again apply for help with their rent, but for a limited time only. The state legislature has set aside $30 million for rental assistance. The state will stop taking applications tomorrow. After that, qualified applicants will be chosen by lottery. More than 100 animals have a new home at the Denver Zoo. They came from the aquarium SeaQuest in Littleton. It shut down earlier this month after receiving multiple citations related to the welfare of animals and guests. CPR's Lauren Antonoff Hart has more.
The animals who have found a new home at the Denver Zoo include a keel-billed toucan, red-necked wallabies, African pancake tortoises, and a New Guinea blue-tongued skink. In addition, the city's downtown aquarium has adopted 62 aquatic animals spanning 30 different species. The organizations report that the animals are settling in nicely and will be on view soon. I'm Lauren Antonoff Hart, CPR News.
It's President's Day, and there's a lot of presidential history in Colorado. Theodore Roosevelt was a regular visitor. Gerald Ford kept a winter White House in Vail. And there was Dwight Eisenhower. Sean Boyd is a curator at History Colorado.
We have so much Eisenhower stuff here at the museum. We could, like, run Eisenhower's 1952 campaign, which was run out of the Brown Palace Hotel because his wife Mamie's family was from Denver. So he spent a lot of time here.
Eisenhower also had a heart attack while in Colorado. It's mostly sunny across the state. For Denver and the Front Range, it's highs near 60. This is CPR News.